Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The book of Matthew 6 verse 9. Mama Hilda, help me read, please. In this manner, therefore, pray. Yes. Yes. Your will be done on earth as it is stated in heaven. Stand there for me. So I want to teach you on something many believers have not come to realize. And that is what I call the concept of kingdom prayer. Since the year began, the Lord has been opening my understanding concerning what he defines as kingdom prayer. And I really need you to give me your full attention, family, because you need this word. It is not for babies. If you're a child, you won't understand this message. Hallelujah. Are we good to go, family? Great. So, if you're writing, write the concept of kingdom prayer. When you are done writing the concept of kingdom prayer, into brackets, you write prayer, the will, the identity. God is good. So this is a whole leadership class here. Praise God. Now, hear me well. For a very long time, whenever believers come into the place of prayer and they are asked to pray, the main focus is what God will give them. You can raise any other prayer point in a place of prayer. But believers will not be moved to pray as much as you asking them to pray for things. When you ask the average believer to pray, even for an hour, the first 5 minutes is for thanksgiving. The second 5 minutes, God forgive my sins. From the 15th minute on to the last hour of the prayer, it is either which must die. I'm telling you. Most believers have been taught to understand that God is only expected to give you the things you pray for. Meanwhile, the things that God wants to give us are bigger than our own expectations. Please hear this word. God never conscripted prayer that we should ask him for things. Because on the account of the intimacy you share with God, all things are yours. Talk to me, family. This is not for children here. I repeat. When you go before the Lord's mercy throne, it is not what you say to God in the place of prayer that will give you your answer. Now, this is not to say God does not answer men. He answers men. But God does not prove answers by granting requests. He proves answers by granting covenants. The whole ideology of prayer is God giving us direct invitation to partake of his glory. This is Jesus Christ telling his people that he wants to extend a legacy on earth. And that thing cannot be accomplished until he teaches them how to pray. And you realize the focus of the prayer was God's will, not a man's intention. So when I go before the Lord and I pray to God for answers, if the things I'm demanding God for are not in alignment with God's plan for my life, it cannot be answered. Your prayer will not change what does not exist. Your prayer will not answer what God has not said. So you see, in the long run, believers deviate from God's plan because they want to see God for the things he does. Talk to me, family. Praise God. Am I communicating, church? Please listen to me from the heart. Watch me. Don't allow life deceive you. There is nothing in life that somebody has not experienced before. That beauty in the realm of God, it is nothing. It's strange and funny how people become charlatans when they find comfort. Am I communicating here? It's a serious how people can live a disdained life just because of the little comfort they have. It's serious. Just because you have a job doesn't mean you have an excuse in serving God. Oh, talk to me, church. Oh, I'm giving you bass here. Oh, hello. It's strange. I told you that in Africa, if you hear the cry of a cat at 2 a.m., you call your auntie's name and say, Holy Ghost fire. Auntie Magin, where you are? Holy Ghost fire. At 2 a.m. But once the Lord gives you the grace to journey from Africa to Europe, when you hear the cry of a cat at 2, you'll be like, ah, the cat is hungry. It is strange how two different locations can give you two different impressions. It's serious. Say, ah, the cat is hungry indeed. Yeah. Oh, hello. Praise God. You see, it's serious. It looks like many people, their service to God is because of what God will do for them. A wise man said, Europe answers 90% of Africa's prayers. So when God gives them the grace to migrate, that need to pray dies. There's no passion to pray again. Because they know that even if they don't pray, work will pay them. They know. Let me go off work for 3 months. They'll still, it's serious. And all they have is one house. It's serious. I wonder how you call that life. Life? Such a cheap life. How can your whole purpose on earth is that God should give you children and a husband? You call that life? Let me teach you life from the scripture here. When your focus in asking God is for what God will do for you, stop. Because even the devil can answer you that. Hello? So we don't pray to God because we want something from God. We pray because it is our necessity. It keeps our priesthood alive. It gives us the essence of a living that God has given unto us. There is no honor to our consecration if men cannot dwell in prayer. You exist because you pray. You appear because you pray. You live because you pray. You prosper because you pray. Nothing about destiny will ever find exaltation unto people. Pray. Am I communicating, church? I told you that when Jesus spoke about prayer in the book of Luke 18, he didn't talk about the man as a physical being, but the person that represents his identity that he calls a man. Literally, some believers don't pray for one solid month. And I wonder how they confirm their Christians. It's serious. Oh, hello? So if I spend 24 hours in prayer and it's only about what God can give me, because I'm wasting my time. Because there are things to do to give you what you deserve. Yesterday, I told the online members, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the things people are spending time to pray about can only be given to them when they find the patterns connected to that. Talk to me, church. The things, if you have a key to this door, would you pray that God should open the door for you? Oh, hello? If God gives you access in opening, would you pray? Father, I pray. Let the door open now. Meanwhile, God says the key is in your pocket. So, dimension you want to operate in life has been placed in a system called patterns. When you follow that system opens up for you. Hey, God is still doing miracles in this end time. But you see, he has an organogram. He has a system. He has a preordained patterns he wants men to follow. When you follow that, he will honor you with. I told you, the prayer of longevity is not in words, it's in honor. Talk to me, church. God never said pray so you live long. He says honor so you live long. So literally, people pray about wrong things because they're ignorant. Prayer originally was never created for things to be asked, but to ensure that we perpetually dwell in God's presence. Somebody say prayer. So study God's mandate here. It was about ensuring that people find God's will. You see, hear this. When I'm praying to God for something, and what I'm asking God for is never in alignment with God's plan, I'm only making noise. You didn't hear me? Please come to me. Can I teach you? Watch this. So let's say our young lady is praying to God for a miracle. Let's say miracle money, say amen. Let's say she wants $1 million, right? Now, it is not bad that she's asking God for $1 million or €1 million, but God must confirm if what she's asking God for is what God wants to give her. If what she's asking God for is not in God's plan, God cannot answer that prayer. You see, many people claim that God will give us our heart desires. He meant if you are in the light of the knowledge about God's will, your desire becomes there too. So many believers, they become one-sided. And the Bible said, and God will not give your heart desires. Because the purpose of every testimony is glory. If God knows that your marriage won't give him glory, he will keep you there. It is better for God to keep a man as a spinster than for you to stay in a place in the spirit where no glory comes upon your life. Watch me. Some people, it was their testimony that took them out of God's life. Your testimony can also be your obstacle. Am I teaching here? So when this woman prays to God, the concept of the prayer is that she must find out what the will of God is. If her prayer is not aligning to God's will, it cannot exist. So sometimes, it is not every delayed answer that happens because a demon fought you. Just that what you are seeking is inconsistency with God's plan. That is why every believer must activate the spirit life on the inside. So the Holy Ghost can speak to you in the place of prayer. Because prayer means fellowship with the Father. It is called intimacy. You see, something about what you say in the spirit must give you power for God to speak to you. God has not chosen certain people to speak with. He can speak to anybody. The issue is, you have not been conscripted enough to hear God's voice. So why ask for things you can use patterns to receive? Hello? Why demand for what patterns can answer? No wonder the Holy Ghost is called our intercessor. The Bible says he's making constant intercession on our behalf so that the things we know not to pray about, he stands interceding for us. So some of you don't know that God actually channels your prayer to find the system you ought to obey so God can do for you. So if you choose not to pray, you are delaying life. God is never affected when you choose to be lazy in prayer. You are literally, you are denying yourself access. Anything you don't fight today will fight you tomorrow. Mark my words. Anything you don't stop today will stop you tomorrow. Battles don't die. They only hide. Oh yes. Spirits don't get tired. They only rest. When they find a different strategy, they will come against you. It will take the devil 40 years to bring you down. He will defend for 40 years. I was on the flight when I saw a guy reading a book called The Third Eye. Can you imagine? Reading The Third Eye book. And then for some reason, I saw the guy reciting some words. I was very tired myself. And I saw that the guy turned to me and said, I want to say certain things, but your presence is stopping me. And he says, I can't look at you because I see light all around you. Where do you come from? Oh, hello. You see, only believers are backwards in our own civilization. If you go down the street here, I'll show you better, go down the street here. There is this old Catholic building. They've stopped using the church. It's used for demonic activities. And I saw they're having a program there. These are only whites. They're doing a program called Ancestral Curse.
A white man you claim doesn't know spirit is doing a program called Ancestral Cares. It's not English, the spirit there. Talk to me, church. But you see, we are so into what God will give us. I pity when believers assume that life is about the things they have. Think twice. There are men that scripture spoke about that they didn't have any physical thing into their own hands. Yet, the things they lived by became just testimony. You see, human beings will say testimony are the things they've received. To God, his testimony is about the things you discover in prayer. Talk to me, church. So if you are here, you should teach yourself how to pray. Listen to this truth. You cannot be a believer and that all that guides your life is 1 hour prayer. You're a joke. I'm telling you. There are certain things in God you can never receive if you have not built strength, capacity, consistency in prayer life. What are you, friends? Oh, God is good. Yes. I'm not teaching here. So never assume just because you spoke, God must answer. God is not obliged to answer your prayers until he sees the things you say is in God's will. Talk to me, church. Watch me. If this lady begins to pray to God for things, and the things she's asking God for are not God's plan for her, every desire has a spirit that backs it up. A desire exists because she finds parting with a spirit. You didn't hear me? Do you know that your love for God is not mechanical? God has to constantly empower you. You didn't hear me? So Apostle Paul says, it is not by words a man should brag. It takes the grace of God for people to stay in God. Yesterday, I showed my father a video on social media. It had to do with a man of God that was in a charismatic field that has diverted using angels now. He literally says Jesus Christ is a human being like us all, and he lives in France. Can you imagine? He says he lives in France. He says Christ is in France. Christ came from France. And for some reason, he has gullible people believing in him. A video popped up, and the guy was speaking in tongues. And Apostle Paul says to the one who is standing, stand well, let's see for us. Because there's nobody that is immortalized to stand against attacks. So whenever this lady possesses any desire, she may assume she has that request because God is with her. And God says, no. You need to find out if what I want to give you are the things I'm praying about. If not, a different spirit may appear as God in the out of order. God's will is not easy, yet it is worth bearing it. Have a seat. Oh, hello. It is never easy when God wants to confirm man into God's plan, yet it is worth bearing it. Talk to me, church. Oh, praise God. Yes. So we never pray because we want things. We pray because we want to be grounded in him. Is that clear, family? Yes. Now watch this. I want you to know this. When you pray to God and you constantly believe God for things, when the devil realizes how persistent you are in seeking for things, the devil may appear to you as an angel of light. Oh, did you hear that? It is not the presence of the Holy Ghost around you that will stop demons from coming to you. The Jesus, the God himself, demons came to him. The devil himself, the big Ogbanji came and said, you, if you're a child of God, to make sure, get this stone, make it bread. We want a gigi bread. Somebody say glory. Am I teaching, friends?
Yes.
So, if you stand in the place of prayer, how do you find out if what you are praying to God for is God's will? God will speak to you audibly. Even if God does not speak to you audibly, he will show you things in vision wise. Every system of advantage that God may have to deploy in speaking to you about your request, he will use to speak to you. That is why you cannot be a Christian and have your Bible closed. Because literally, you actually become what you constantly read. Oh, Lord help me. Watch me. Have you ever met anybody who once spoke good about somebody, and after some time you met the same people and they spoke so ill about that same person. Have you wondered why? Because of what they heard. Hello? Apostle Paul says there is something that can become part of your life because of what you heard. It is called faith. Somebody say faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing. So literally, you may be asking God for something in prayer. God, I want to relocate. I want to buy a new house. What are you saying? You see, before you ask God for signs, make sure you are grounded in truth. Some people claim they get confirmations through science. Science can be very deceiving. And I'll tell you why. Do you know why? Because when you pray, the devil also hears. I was thinking this teaching will be simple. It's not that simple. Oh, God is good. Yes. So never come into a place in life where you constantly blame God for things you don't have. Sometimes God says, mature to understand if what you are asking is God's plan for you. He will tell you that this is what I have in mind for you. He can drop something in your spirit, man. It's called discernment. You can discern. You can tell. If not, you'll be so focused on things that don't exist. Praise God. Yesterday, we had a powerful time on the platform. My God. After the service, someone called me. And the Lord told me that in the rest of the spirit, she's supposed to be having twins. Yes. And I said, normally, the angels came to your house and they could not find any twins in your house. And I said, but you'll be turning 15 years. He says, it's true, man of God. And I said, the angels were thinking by now you have twins in your house. And I said, the enemy came as a false prophet to meet your husband at an African shop. She began to cry. Some of it's true. He says, my husband met one guy, and the guy prophesied about my life A to Z and said God had asked him not to give birth to twins. Pray for my husband and asked my husband to meet him somewhere. Now the man said when he got there, he felt there's a demon in his house. Since he came back and for no reason, they couldn't have babies again. Say the will of God. Your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Watch me. God doesn't want you to have any worry in life apart from his concerns. Do you hear that? God doesn't want anybody to have any burden in life apart from his burdens. Your yoke should be his yoke. If you bear his yoke, he bears yours. He makes your life his priority when you depend on him. You hear me? Independence in God's kingdom is pride. God never created us to be away from him. He wants us to constantly dwell on him. What do you have that God didn't give you? Tell me. I was there when social media reminded me of a man of God that prophesied in the north. It's called Abraham. He was on a platform every day. And I said, after ordination, don't lay hands on anybody. And he said, he has heard. Those of you have many fathers in the Lord. He said, somebody told him that he should lay hands. Laid hands in service and the woman kicked his stomach. And he began to cough blood. He ran to the hospital. I was preacher, couldn't take my phone. We were praying. The man gave up his life. Guess the age? He was only 28 years old. Couldn't God save him? Yes. But what brought him there was not God's will. Did you hear that? You see, God has no business with your prayer if you don't pray about what he says. Talk to me, family. Oh, I'm not teaching you here. So you can pray to God for many things. But God wants to know. You see, that is why prophecy is very important too. Because it gives you God's current mind. It tells you God's original plan. Plan that concerns your present life, the past. Don't tell me that, man of God, if prophecy must be true, it must come in this particular way. I wonder many people who are in certain denominations and they don't believe in prophecy. You are privileged. to have us every weekend to prophesy to you. You're happy. When I was in America, some were in tears when I was leaving the place. Because literally to hear God has become scarce. You are privileged. You see, when you have access, if you're not wise, you abuse it. Talk to me, church. Oh, yes. Easy now. You just come to the office, prophet of prayers. They were in America. You, where are they? They were kept to the US. They saw the protocol that were placed in place just to make sure that you hear one from the man of God. Just one. Somebody drove over 14 hours to hear what God has said. I was shocked. Are you blessed? When you follow God's will in the place of prayer, what happens to me? This is the first thing God does. God has to confer upon you an authority, spirit. So what you say, he can live by those words. According to God's plan, he created you to become a co-partner with him. You hear that? God calls us co-laborers. God actually wants to legitimize your words, prayer. Have you wondered why certain people speak and things happen? Not because God, they've paid the price for God to love them. But beyond that, they've followed God's will in prayer. So God has to confirm the things they say. Talk to me, church. Why do you call your pastor for prayers? Hello? Can't you also pray? Don't pray now, but pray and see. God is good. One of my sons was going through some situation. I've been praying it. I said, just call my dad. He's my solution center. I said, please pray for him. Within 5 minutes, past solution, I said, there are reps in this thing, you know. There are levels. God is good. Yes. When you constantly follow God's will in a place of prayer, the first thing God does, he gives you authority. That authority is called the gatekeeper's anointing. I'm just giving a summary here. Are you blessed? Yes. Watch me. You see, I taught you here that the anointing does not start when a man has a gift. The anointing begins when a man has the Holy Ghost on the inside. God does not validate a man's unction based on what a gift you carry. Never. It's got to do with the indwelling of the Holy Ghost in a man's life. Once you carry the Holy Ghost, you are automatically anointed. And God calls us king and priest. So literally, you are the first prophet of your destiny. Talk to me, church. So God actually wants you to stand and confirm upon your life the things that must happen. Talk to me, church. So God says, let the righteous say, it shall be well with my soul. Look at me. So God says, in order to bring what you say to pass, there should be an unction called the gatekeeper's anointing. It only comes upon a man's life when God knows that you've constantly followed his will. Talk to me, family. When God calls you a gatekeeper, it means you are somebody has come to trust. Eh? Never look at men and say we are all the same. Never see that. It is proud to see so. I'm telling you, there are levels in life. Ah. Oh, talk to me, family. Oh, yes. It's strange how somebody can literally stand in front of a man who is truly gifted and there is no reverence in the heart. You see? You can be with a man and not benefit one person they carry. Two of us. One. I was in Worcester over the weekend. After the service, I went out and I said, the Lord says your documents is in this house. So the street, man of God, I've lived here for 30 years. I was done. I've lived there for 30 years and I have the document. I said, 30 years. And I said, God says your miracle is in this house. And I said, who is the pastor to you? He says, that's my junior sister. I said, that's a problem here. I said, you see her as your junior sister. Now, that woman was so shocked because they come from the same mother but different father. And said, nobody knows about the issue. And I said, the day you humble yourself in honor to the grace she carries, then God can give you answers. Guess what? I gave the prophecy on Sunday. Monday, she was there when they said, we have accepted your petition. Come and take a book. Imagine, after 30 years. You see, a gatekeeper is who God has entrusted with grace. Huh? Never look at men who have your answers and act like they are nothing. It is foolishness.
Am I communicating here? She's in tears, man of God. So I said, for 30 years, you became your own enemy. Open your hands. Can I pray for you? I'm praying for you that you will not miss your blessing.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will not get to any place in life where you'll be so comfortable that you cannot discern in season. Somebody say, mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
I said, you are your own enemy. Hello? You realize her answer was in the mouth of her own junior sister. Am I communicating here? If God makes you a gatekeeper, he will actually allow the things you say come to pass. I'm still asking myself, what language did Noah use in calling for the animals? I don't get it. No, how did Noah call for animals? Do you know till date, science is still discovering animals in the water body. Science has still not been able to name all the animals. But Adam named everything in eternity past. When Noah came, he called every animal into his own boat. What did he say? I'm still asking myself how the Lord used the life of Abraham as the standard of righteousness when there was no Bible. You see, what you become by prayer is more important than what you receive in prayer. The gatekeepers are minded. So Jesus came to stop Saul, who was called Paul, from killing Christians. And he didn't open their eyes. Do you know Saul became blind? He was blind. And he says, I'm not permitted to heal you. Go into the city. Go straight. You meet a man called Ananias. When he prays, your eyes should be opened. Literally, God says the opening of your eye is dependent on this person. Men who have become ancestors in bodies. Gatekeepers. When they talk, things happen in the spirit. Oh, yes. Am I communicating, Judge? Yes. Watch me. It is not the things you have that will dare validate God's trust for your life. Never assume that. Hey, a man may have in abundance and still lose everything. You didn't hear me? I told you how some time ago I met one rich man in Ghana. Very knows him. Very, very dusty. He was rich in the 90s. And I said, Honorable, I didn't come because of the money you have. And I said, the Lord says, in 17 months, you will lose everything you have. Now, you know what it means to tell a man like that? When literally the fathers of Christianity are behind him. He says, prophet of God, I just spoke with Adeboye. He said, I just received prayer from Adeboye. And he says, God says, it's my season of abundance. I said, I'm not fighting him. I dare not do so. I leave a principle of honor. I can't see myself. I'm telling you what God told me. And I said, the Lord says, if you can do these three things, this, that, you'll be blessed. And he says, the things I'm telling him, is it by vision or prophecy? He now wanted to ask me because I look very young. So the sons were thinking, if God will show me deeper things about them, I said, it's not fanfare, it's not showmanship. Let me speak what I said. So I left, and the man said, he made calls to Belgium here, and they said, I'm an occultic man of God. That's okay, that's interesting. We are tired. After 15 months, he was there. When some money he saved, the bank came after him. Bam, took everything. On the 17th month, a rich man, the only money in his account was £100. He says, call that prophet for me. So I was in Kumasi, I went to him. He said, man of God, I want to say sorry to you. I said, me? What do I have? I said, but God warned you. He said, yeah, but I said, that's your issue. I said, in your mind, you templated how God should work with you. God doesn't do that. You don't set a standard for God. He is the standard. Did you hear that? There are men God calls them. He has given them power in their ways. You see, when God begins to speak with you, there are four things he will tell you. Write for me. Once a man enters into the realm of a gatekeeper, there are four things. Number one, God will give them secrets about their own life. things they ought to do that will give them power to become the sons of God. Yes. Study the life of any patriarch or any prophet in the Bible. God always began by telling them who they are. You cannot be a Christian if you cannot for once point into yourself and tell yourself what God told you. Literally, some people, all they know about God are the doctrines that were bettered by denominations. But literally, there is no covenantal spoken word. Such a pity. David said, "Your word have I hidden in my heart." It was a word that was spoken to him in secrecy. He hid it. Jesus says, "If I said the things on earth and you still find it hard to understand, how then do you expect me to communicate things from above?" Watch me. Every believer, what should keep you in God's kingdom are the spoken things of God. You cannot be. How do you claim you are this? Why won't you be depressed? Why? Why won't you? Every day eating fish? You see how you're struggling with this fruit fasting here? Somebody say fire. Why won't you be in problem? You see, from why we namsa from January to January? Why won't you struggle? Oh, God is good. Are you blessed? Praise God. Yes. Watch me. I told you that hearing God's voice is not hard. It is very easy. It is very, very easy. The woman I lived in the house with, wonderful couple. The woman was a pure, you know, Catholic. You know, they are kiddies now. We have correct ones. Holy Mother Mary lives in them. lives in them. God is good. The lady said that one day she joined the service after preaching. She began to pray, you know, with the rosary, and then she was saying straight words. She says, let me keep quiet. He said, what? He said, I think I'm mimicking. I said, no. So she had to close her ears and she'll be hearing those words in her ears. So, I think maybe my husband may be thinking I'm joking. So she went to the husband's prayer room and the man was also saying the same thing. Honey, I think prophet has affected us. So the thing he says, I'm saying the same thing too. God is good. Now watch this. She said that I spoke about the voice of God and she always wanted to hear how the voice of God sounded like. She said the first day she heard God's voice, she felt calmness and peace in her heart. Watch me. When I hear people say, man of God, as for me, I may not pray, but when I speak to God, he hears. Of course, he hears. But be careful that the thing he does doesn't mean that he must speak to you. Because when you lack depth, what you say is shallow. Balloon encounters. So when God makes you a gatekeeper, he tells you things about your life. He will open your understanding concerning generational battles. I told my sisters that the life you are living is the life of your predecessor. Life is not new to a covenant man. Did you hear that? Living is not new to a covenanted man. That's deep. The life you are living is not new. It's only new to you because they're new on earth. But to who lived before you is not new to them. They leave patterns behind. Number two, when the Lord realizes you bear whatever he says about your life, he now gives you a deeper understanding on how to be relevant in his kingdom. Still under gatekeeper heel. He will show you what you have to do constantly so you become his favorite. He says, I'm done with King Saul. Now I've appointed a different king called King David. And he's the one I love. And you realize that the Lord opened the eyes of David to realize that it was his consistency in worship that made him God's favorite. Can you imagine that God could send prophet to come and tell David that, be very careful, you die soon. And he will go and tell God that, God, I have no issue with you killing me. But remember, nobody on earth can praise me like you do. And God will say, because of what you said, I spared your life. How will such a man get to know God's heart desire? God also has a heart desire. And if he needs to make you a gatekeeper, he will tell you things about your life that will make you live in his kingdom. How to be his favorite. Number three, under gatekeeper, When he sees you become his favorite, he now shows you the things to do to advance his kingdom. You see, God, his total focus is that his kingdom will advance upon the earth. How to become a tool of change. How to become an agent of transformation. How God can use what you have to expand his kingdom. What can you do for God's kingdom to grow? Everybody has an assignment to play in God's kingdom. And it's not only the person standing behind the pulpit to preach. Watch me. Do you know the men that God caused, the men of David, were loyal to the cause of David, that they could kill anybody for the sake of King David just because they knew that their destinies are connected to King David? Am I correct here? Never in time has anybody preached about the life of David and forgot about those men. The Bible says they even came up and built a city called the City of David. Hello? Theirs was not to preach the gospel. Theirs was to defense. Watch me. You see, many of you don't know that your defense about the church fellowship in is a message to the people as well. When the disciples went out there to witness about Christ, they were beaten and they were glad. Lord, help us. He will show you the things to do. The things to do. I was thinking that with the little phase God took us through, we've seen the West, North America. The woman told me that one day she came to church and then somebody showed a vision about the woman to her that God says she's a witch. And they all left the church. Can you imagine? I don't know, but you see, ministry, daddy told me that ministry is the only place where God can allow an enemy hide and they come for help. When you brood them to become great, that evil identity evolves to them. So literally, you pamper enemies to fight you. It shock you, Abby. Hello? You are the prophet of God. I'll tell you plain truth. I don't need your face to say yes to that. Is the truth. Somebody say, hey, tell them the prophet is back. Are you blessed? She told me that God told her that the only hope you have are the children. At that time, they were like, how's Joy? Are you 16 or 17 or 18? 16. Look at Joy. She's 16 years old now. When she came, she was like this. Where's Obama? Perfect. So God told her that you can close the church and then use your hall for service. So she's meet them every evening when they're done with school. Until they all graduated from the uni, they have their masters. When she turned 40, they were like, we have seen how you were consistent even when nobody cared for us. The love you showed us make us know you love God, because it was never about physical popularity, but kingdom relevance. They went and then they said that their first salary will not be given to anybody else, but to come together to buy a car for the woman of God. And literally, you see young girls, 23, and the kind of influence they have, I wonder how. I realized that in the spirit, God showed them what to do for the kingdom for advancement. Hey, when you fear men that have results, ask what they've done. No, don't envy anybody. Seek what they've done. Now, some people have commanded respect in a way that it cannot be forgotten. You can't. My dad told me that from the young days of his life, never did he see his own father not pray without a white garment for years. As old as the man was, he would stay up from 9 or 10 to 4 on his knees. Never would he be tired. Am I communicating here? The fourth thing he does, when he makes you a person he can trust so his government can find advancement, he shows you the key to your destiny. Somebody say destiny. I gave a simple analogy the last time, and I think it's worth talking about again. Remember, let me see by hand if you love movies a lot. You like to watch movies a lot. I see. It's been long, right? I see. Thank God for grace. Can you watch a movie and sleep? And then the movie will continue your dream. That one, you need deliverance. God is good. Some people can watch movies from the morning, they sit there, and I wonder where they get from it. God is good. And see, they have like part one, part two, part three. Now, they do that sometimes. They may change the characters acting the main aspect. God is good. The movie remains the same. The concept remains the same. But all the characters may change. Sometimes who plays the active role in part one can be different in part two. Am I right? But they play the same role. Huh. Now, sometimes they may even cry in the course of the movie, two of us. And when they add sound bites or soundtracks, they make it so scary. You know horror movies? You can literally see the horror coming to you. Strange. You'll be there as if it's eating on me. Meanwhile, just come on TV. God is good. They make it so real that you believe it. Am I correct? Yes. Now, when you are disturbed about what happened to the actor in the movie, the actor acting in the movie is not scared because they already know the end of the movie. True of us. You are scared though. You are shedding tears. Meanwhile, the actor has been paid to act that way. Literally, they will kill the actor and you'll be in tears. Meanwhile, it's only Sobolo. As blood they've used. Or they use tomatoes. It's serious. So. And you'll be like, come and see blah. Please. It's they've stage managed the thing here. God is good. Am I correct? Now watch this. You realize that when the main actor decides not to obey what the director says, the director has no right to change the concept. True of course. Because whatever the director wants to do is what he wants to do. He knows that once I bring this out, it will go out on the market. So I want you to know that just as the way people see movies, destiny is like a movie. God is the director. He has planned the whole thing. He knows who to put in place. So before you were born, he made you. You clap your hands, church. He knows the roles you need to partake in. He knows that you are best at doing this. He knows that the only thing you can do is to speak every blessed day. He will keep you there. Now, you don't know that he's watching the movie because he's answering the question of creation. And he says, let creation watch me in action. Somebody say glory. Oh, are you blessed, family? Yes. So destiny, I told you before, has got nothing to do with your gift. There is a life in God. He will call a man to himself and says, partake of it. So he will show you keys of destiny. Now, never assume that prayer is only centered on what God can give you. It's beyond that. When he decides to answer a man's plea, you will know that the things you see as burdensome, they are nothing compared to God through himself. Oh, yes. We've seen testimonies upon testimonies. Testimonies upon testimonies. I don't know if you watched American Invasion First Day. The lady I prophesied to the first time, remember? She was screaming, shouting. I asked her where she came from. She called one. I said, no. I called a village and she said that is her grandmother's village. Hello? What a strange name like that. Now, I gave her my son. I said, God says you're blessed. She said when she was coming for the program, God told her to empty accounts. And at that time, she only had $1,000 in accounts. So when I called for the seed and I said, you see, we had to spend close to $100,000 over this program. So let's help. How do I get 100K for that program? You'll be shocked. Some people came out, give their seats. She said she was there when she got a call the Monday that the house you wanted to buy has been given to you. And she asked how. Because literally, her credit score does not amount to that. And that area, she doesn't have that money to sponsor that. And they were like, even if the money's already, we want to buy it for you. Can you imagine? And that Monday was a holiday in America. Which company functions in America on holidays? Hello? It didn't end there. She was there the next day when they called and said, we want to interview your manager for something. But since your manager is not there, we want you to represent your manager. So she spoke in the interview and said, you speak better than your manager. That day, they met the manager. When the manager came back from break, the manager became the secretary. Oh, where does he members here? You were there, right? Yes. The holiday, you know, it's not holiday. This is break time. I want to go and eat lunch. 12:30, bam. Where is he? Please, we need him to talk now. Can you talk? Spoke. After 30 minutes, sorry, sir, you're no more the manager. Hello? In the end, the work she was doing, she's like, I found a new job now. And they were like, we can't lose you. We can't lose you. We need you to be with us. And they were like, we want to know how much your new office will pay you. And she told them, and they told her, we're going to pay you times two. She doesn't have a master's degree yet. You see, it is not what you have that qualifies you. There should be a grace on your head. Somebody say glory. Amen. If you can do as he desires, as you can do what his will says, leave your burdens to him. He knows when, he knows how, he knows where and what to bless you with.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on WhatsApp is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.